When the war broke out in Syria in 2011 and people began escaping to Turkey, no one thought they'd still be living there 6 years later. So there wasn't much of an effort to get Syrian kids into Turkish schools. But recently, Turkey has been pushing to change that. This year, they offered remedial courses in Turkish so Syrian kids can be ready for the fall. Thousands of children are benefiting from this, but there are still lots of kids who work instead of going to school. Kids like Lori Rashid, who's 17. She's been out of school for 5 years and says it's too late now for her to go back. Dalia Mortada has her story from Istanbul.
It's a steamy June day in Istanbul, and 17-year-old Lori Rashid lounges in the living room of her family's top-floor walk-up apartment. Her younger brother, John, is too shy to talk into the microphone and instead plays a game on his phone nearby. Usually, she'd be working at her job at a Turkish retailer as an Arabic-Turkish translator for Arab buyers. But Lori explains that she was recently let go from her job because there aren't enough customers. She says it's tough to hold a job as a Syrian in Turkey, that Turkish employers take what they need from Syrians and let them go. For a few reasons, Lori hasn't gone to school in nearly 5 years. Her family fled their home in Aleppo back in 2012, in the early days of the war in Syria. At the time, the crisis was considered to be temporary, and Syrian kids couldn't register in Turkish schools. Today, the Turkish government is pushing to get Syrian kids into school, but Lori still needs to work. Her dad doesn't earn enough money as a textile worker to keep up with Istanbul's high prices, and her mom has health issues that stop her from working full-time. So instead of going to school, Lori started working at the textile factory with her dad when she was 13. Lori says it's true that she hasn't been able to continue her formal education, but she's learned some very important lessons in what she calls the school of life. For one, she taught herself Turkish by watching shows on YouTube and learning the lyrics to Turkish songs. She's also been working on her English through a workbook her friend gave her.
The girl in the red dress is beautiful.
Her ease with Turkish got her out of the factory and into a better job as a translator. Lori hopes that with English, she'll have even more opportunities. Lori is clearly more mature than her age, but she still has moments when you remember that she's still 17. During a brief break in our interview, she stops, slightly pouts her lips, and poses for a selfie.
You're like Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
She giggles that her friends compare her to Kendall Jenner. But just as quickly as she snapped her own photo, Lori transforms back into a teen who is wiser than her years. She says that school isn't as crucial for her as it is for her younger brother, John. At least she learned how to read and write before they left Syria, but John only got through the first grade. Now, he's a bashful 13-year-old who, like Lori, taught himself Turkish at home. He started school 3 months ago, and he'll enter fifth grade in the fall. Lori says she'll do whatever it takes to keep John in school. I hope he lives a better life than I have, she adds. Lori says she used to dream of getting back into the classroom. A dream, she says, that was stripped from her and too many other Syrian kids. Now, she thinks that goal is too trivial. Instead, she wants to restore the basic rights Syrian kids have lost. Rights like going to school and dreaming of a stable future. For the world, Dalia Mortada, Istanbul.